Hello, folks. How are you going? Oh, it's good to be here. Good to be back again. Yes, another daughter talk. The daughter talk with Adam Jacobs. That's if you're looking for it on the iTunes or you're looking for it on the other outlets because it's available everywhere. It's available everywhere. Then don't be afraid to go hunting, hunt, search. Daughter talks with Adam Jacobs, where I prepare myself for the big ticket conversations I've got to be having with my little baby. My little girl. Oh, my little baby Aoife. Right now, I'm in the garden. I'm doing a bit of gardening. I'm pulling out some weeds from the footpath. And look, I'm renting at the moment. I am. But it doesn't mean I don't care about the garden. Look, and that's an important message. Maybe she'll ask that question. Dad, you know, how concerned should I be about the garden if I'm renting? No, be concerned. Because it's not about your whether it's your garden or not. You know, you are a member of the natural world. That's what matters. You want to make sure there's just a little bit of order relative to what you can control, what you can't control. Don't go cutting down trees. Don't get me wrong. Don't go cutting down trees. All right, that's enough about that. So what's the topic of this daughter talk today? Well, yesterday I spoke about public speaking. Interesting topic. We've got to understand that we are embedded. We are programmed to be fearful. We are. It's true. And that we have to accept that. We are going to have reactions to things, but if we understand where those reactions come from, then maybe we can apply them. We can look at a situation and we can say to ourselves, this situation warrants fear. We should be afraid now. Or we can look at other situations such as public speaking and saying, oh, this, I'm just, these automatic responses that I have are just being triggered by the situation because we don't want to display weakness in front of the tribe. Yes, I'm talking about ancient brain thing because I'm a behavioralist, folks. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not even close. Plus, I have to go to school and do lots of training and stuff, which I have done. I've studied psychology, but I'm a behavioralist. It's not an easy word to say. Oh, so I've got my hands in the mud right now and I'm doing a bit of gardening. I like it. I have to say, I don't mind it. It's all right. It's therapeutic and maybe it gets my ideas flowing a bit better so that when I say things, it makes sense. That's highly unlikely. The purpose of today's daughter talk is to answer the question because little baby Aoife, Daisy Jacobs, she is going to ask me, she's going to say, Dad, why is the course to following your dreams so unpredictable? I know what I want, but when I get the messages, when I get the signals, when I get the cues, they're never what I expect them to be. It's true. It's very true. Right, the first thing you need to understand, and thank you for asking, Aoife Daisy, it's a good question, and you're about time you should ask, because you're in double figures now. Yep, that's right. She's 12 weeks old. I've told that joke every single podcast so far. Double figures, right? No, she's only 3 months, folks. That's all she is. But one day she'll ask these questions. She will. She will ask these questions. All right. Okay. So, why is it that the course of true love never runs smooth? Now, that's essentially what she's asking. She's saying, because it's all about love, isn't it? We have a dream and we want to follow it, and because we love our dream, we love our passions. Our passion, ambition, our goals, it's all love, isn't it? It's all love, really. And love is a very powerful, instinctual thing that we're programmed to feel, essentially. You can't not feel it. That's the strange thing about it, isn't it? You can give up on the world, you can say, no, I don't want it. Risk my heart being broken anymore. So I refuse to engage. You can say that to yourself, but essentially, you will still love. And you do love, and there has to be love. Otherwise, there isn't life. That's a sad reality, isn't it? And part of that is risking. There was always a risk. And people ask, well, why? Why does it always have to be a matter of risking something? Why can't I just be simple? I just want to love without the risk. Fair enough. look, I don't get me wrong. I fully appreciate it. But yeah, it's a struggle. And it's not always easy to take that risk. Oh, but you have to. And why? Because it's survival, isn't it? If our survival instinct doesn't have built into it some sort of idea, some sort of hurdle that has to be maneuvered around, then we're not training that survival muscle at all, really, are we? And we're not machines. We can't just say, right, survival mode, let's press the button on a gaming console and switch straight into survival mode. We have to be training our survival. We have to be getting better at survival as we go through life. So we have to, so survival requires us to maneuver around obstacles, and that's where, that's more or less the answer to the question, why is it that in the pursuit of my dreams, my passion, the path is always involves something unexpected, often seems inconsistent with the goal that I'm ultimately trying to achieve? Okay, firstly, we can have a clear picture of what we want, and that's really important. Those of you who haven't worked it out yet, having a clear picture of what you want. I'm still searching for what I want. I am, but I enjoy the search, you see. I do, I must admit. And often people who are like that, like I am, don't really succeed. But we have a lot of fun along the way. You know what I'm saying? We do. Maybe that's the goal, indirectly. Well, that's, I can talk about my journey. It's a good example, I suppose. But yes, the journey to your destination will be full of things that you cannot foresee, that you don't know. So firstly, why is that the case? Well, obviously the universe is full of variables. And say you want to be a ballerina, and the course to you becoming a ballerina is that for some reason you have to join a punk rock band for 5 years. How did that work out? Oh, so that you could invent punk ballerina. You could be the world's very first punk ballerina. And suddenly, and who knows, that could be the next big thing. It could be the next craze. And you were always meant to do that. You, with your unique combination of your talents and abilities, was most best suited to operating within the domain of dancing or being a ballerina in a punk manner. You needed the punk dimension in order for you to be fully realized in the domain of dance, classical dance. See how it works? Yes, interesting, isn't it? And that's where we get into this idea of talent. Well, we need to hold on to our ambition. We need to know what that looks like. But ultimately, how we operate within that may not be what we think. That doesn't mean that, oh, look, I was destined for a behind-the-scenes role, and I have spoken about this before. The truth is, you have to pursue your goal and be open and understand and educate yourself about all the other aspects. And that's almost a different topic for discussion, and I have actually spoken about that before. And I forget the name of the podcast now, but go back and have a look. So why is it that the pathway never seems to be consistent, or sometimes is not consistent with the nature, the characteristic of the goal? Well, they do say the journey is more important than the destination, and it is, unfortunately. It's far more important because, firstly, in the process of achieving your goal, the process of arriving at your destination, you are going to encounter other things of interest. Yeah, unfortunately, there will be distractions along the way, good things, bad things, and good things. Good things. Now, you don't want to ignore those good things. You don't want to think of, start categorizing all those things as if to say, well, that's not consistent with my goal. Unfortunately, it is, and that's my point, is that in for you to be fully realized in your goal, you have to have a comprehensive understanding of all the dimensions, and you can only, and you'll only ever and be offered experiences, if you're fully committed, that are consistent with your dimensions, with your abilities. What? So my little leaf of Daisy Jacobs comes to me and she says, the path to my dreams doesn't seem consistent, Dad, with reality, with the nature of the goal. What's going on? Now, she'll probably find her own words to say it. And not just yet, she's only 13 weeks old. My God. Yeah. But when she does start asking herself that question, I will tell her, look, because the reason why the pathway seems convoluted at times is firstly, we have to have something to maneuver around so that we become the multidimensional thing that is best suited to occupying the space that is the ultimate goal. The goal that you are aiming for, if you are truly ambitious, most commonly will require you to be multidimensional in your appreciation of the world and all its mechanisms, all of them, all the mechanisms, whether it's just industry knowledge, financial things, skills, your ability to network. They're all going to play a part in you achieving your goals. So you have to have gone through a multidimensional journey in order to get your goal, have your goal realised. That's why a lot of these Australian Idol and US Idols and X Factors, competitors and whatever, they sort of flash in the pan, they disappear, we never hear from them again. Or they never seem to fully embody the success that they're capable of achieving. Or they burn out after a few years. Because arguably, and this is just my opinion, arguably their journey hasn't had all the necessary dimensions operating. So they don't have that. They don't fully understand the scope of their potential within the given domain. There's something to meditate on, if you choose to. You don't have to. So anyway, when she does come to me, I'll say, look, accept that you subconsciously, if you want to put it that way, are training yourself to be well suited within the scope of your big picture ambition. You have to match yourself. And the other thing you need to realise is that we are the river flowing through the valley. We are the ship on the ocean. We are at the whim of certain forces of nature. Now, a ship can, if we look at it in a two-dimensional way, like we do when we start our journey. We say, I need a ship with sails, then I put the sails in the wind and the wind's going to take me where I want to go. Well, no, because the wind doesn't always blow directly straight towards where you want to go, does it? But the ships are designed like you are, like your consciousness, like your personality, like your abilities, your physicality is designed to work with the cadence and the characteristics of nature. It's designed to do that. So when the wind's blowing in the opposite direction, you're going to have to slow your ship down. You're going to have to angle your sails. You're going to have to tack. And you're going to have to go crosswind and upwind and downwind. Keep moving in the general direction. You will still keep moving in the general direction. But if you have to tack and you have to go upwind, which seems to be like almost 90 degree opposite, well, you know, a 90 degree angle, those of you who aren't sailors, geez, I hope I'm getting it right too, you suddenly are wanting to go straight and then the wind is telling you to go left 90 degrees. That's because it You have to go left 90 degrees in order for you to experience the full characteristic of your ship, to find out exactly what your ship's capable of. And if you can say to yourself, oh, look at that, I had to go all the way over there, sort of like a detour in many ways, but wow, I kept moving more or less in the direction of my goal. It wasn't as direct, but jeepers, isn't it good that I now know, regardless of what happens, this ship of mine, my body, my soul, my intellect, my personality, is capable of still moving towards my goal, even though, and work with the forces of nature, still operate consistent with the forces of nature. That's the kind of flexibility that I need if I'm going to be ultimately successful. The ship at the whim of the wind, and the ship still being able to move towards its goal, is a really good analogy, because there are outside forces that we can't control. But it's really important that we understand and we develop our ship so that it can go off course. Apparently, it can tack and maneuver and absorb all the influences of nature and still move in the direction of our goal. That's really important. So there we go. You can see when things go wrong, when people are given too much privilege or too much money or too much opportunity, sometimes they'll go into a self-destruct phase because they haven't had their little ship. They don't know all the ropes. They don't know all the tricks. They don't know how to angle the rudder and all the rest of it and cut the jib in order to keep moving in the forward direction. Let us see the wind change and think, well, that's it, and they throw their hands up in the air. Sometimes they even sink their own boats. All sorts of craziness, like addictions and whatever. Too much privilege, bad thing. It is. Discipline's hard, though. It is hard. But discipline, all discipline's really doing is showing you, any discipline act, basically showing you the full ability of your ship to deal with the forces of nature. And when you get a good sense of that, that in itself becomes the art. That's why people love to sail and race each other in sailing boats, which is a bit of a strange thing, isn't it? It's kind of like, well, we're all at the whim of the wind. That's not easy to say. We're all at the whim of the wind. But one of us is going to win. One of us is still going to be able to work with the unpredictable forces of nature towards achieving our ultimate goal. How does that work? Strange, isn't it? That's because sailing is somewhere between a sport and an art. Because that's what art is, isn't it, really? Taking all the limitations that you're gifted with and making them strengths. So, make your journey as complicated and as interesting and as dynamic as possible, as you are able to, as possible as you possibly can. And that in itself is a type of success. Till next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.